So let's start by talking about National Health Center Week itself. Why do you think this week is so important to not just the Knox Community Health Center, but community health centers all across the country?
National Health Center Week is important because it provides health care for Americans across the country. There's over 1,512 community health centers out there.
Oh, my gosh. Now, we're going to talk about the history of our community health center, but let's talk about the theme of building innovative care where it matters most. What do you think that theme means to you folks here in Knox County?
For me, building innovation and care for the public means being able to adapt, provide different services, different ways.
Yeah. Well, what are some of those ways that maybe the Knox Community Health Center is adapting in for our, I brought this up earlier, our healthcare ecosystem here in this area?
Mm-hmm. Well, Knox County Health Center, we're able to provide services for behavioral health, for dental, for medical in one building.
Yeah.
A patient can come to our building and receive all of those lines of services.
Yeah. We talked about that earlier. What Stacy, even, you brought this up too. It's a one-stop shop. And that's really kind of the Knox Community Health Center's position here in this healthcare ecosystem again here in Knox County. It provides services that maybe have been a barrier to some folks who have not been able to go to maybe take the more traditional healthcare route, right?
Yes, and that's always been our goal, is to remove as many barriers as possible. So if we can be that one-stop shop and schedule multiple appointments for them on that same day so they're not taking as much time off work or maybe not having to try to find daycare for their children, and we can get their appointments done in that one day.
Right.
And transportation also. They only need to get a ride the one time versus, you know, having to get multiple visits.
Well, when we look at your website, and I was looking at your mission statement for the Knox Community Health Center, one of the phrases that you use is to serve as a medical home for people in all walks and stages of life. So maybe you could explain a little bit about what a medical home means to somebody.
Sure. So providing a medical home means that, we're providing high quality health care, and we have providers who will be with that patient time and time again.
Yeah.
So they're able to be assigned to their provider, whether it be the APRN or the dentist, and they'll be able to see that provider when they come back.
Yeah. And again, to have it all in one place, because, I'd have to go over here to go to the dentist. I have to go here if I need, for counseling services, for this. To have it all in one place is pretty unique.
Yes, definitely.
I would say that. So a medical home, and many people don't realize that community health centers provide care for everyone, not just individuals without insurance, correct? So who can become a patient at the Knox Community Health Center?
Anyone can become a patient at the Knox Community Health Center. It doesn't matter if you don't have insurance, if you have insurance, and we're able to also work off of a sliding fee scale program. So that helps to reduce the visits, so they're more affordable.
Tell us a little bit more about this sliding fee scale.
So patients are able to fill out an application and bring in proofs of their income and apply for that sliding fee scale to see then where they're at on the slide to get it for a reduced rate.
Oh, wow. And sometimes not just a reduced rate, sometimes it's depending on your individual situation, right? It could be next to nothing, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Medical payments can start as low as $10. Mental health counseling fees range from $1 to $20 a visit. Preventive dental care can be as low as $10, and restorative dental starts at
$20. Okay.
So patients that also have insurance and they may have a high deductible, that can help offset that.
Yeah. Well, when we talk about barriers, Raina, the financial part of it is certainly one of the biggest that people face, and they put off many of the preventative things that they need to be doing just because they don't think they can afford it.
That is true. A lot of individuals, when they feel like they are unable to provide for their basic needs, then, you know, some of the preventative stuff does go uncared for.
Well, and that's why it's so important when we have something like this, the National Community Health Center Week, it kind of shines a spotlight on that problem, that people are waiting too long and they shouldn't put off this preventative, these preventative health care screenings and all that.
Absolutely. And that's what makes health centers so important in America. Community health centers like Knox Community Health Center serve 52 million American people. That's one in seven Americans, including one in three people in rural communities.
And how many people do you have? You run into this all the time. Who wait until they're sick to go to the healthcare provider, right?
Yes.
Because they just, well, I'm sure there's other reasons, but I'm sure the financial is a big, big part of it. And maybe it's they just don't know about, you know, where to go, right? I mean.
Absolutely. That's why it's important for us to put word out that the Knox Community Health Center is there and available to serve them.
Well, let's talk about some of those services at the Knox Community Healthcare. Obviously, you've got primary care. You have you go to see your doctor. That's right. You've got nurse practitioners and that. What are some of the other services that you offer?
Yes. So we do have the medical care, and our APRN, Leah Capilli, she's new with us, very experienced APRN. And we're lucky to have her. She's there to take care of the medical. We also have a psych APRN, Ben Clark. He is on staff to provide psychiatric assessments and diagnoses. He does mental health medication management. He treats patients from age 6 and up.
Yeah.
No referral is needed for his services, and he's accepting new patients. As well as Leah accepting new patients. We have dental providers, two doctors who joined us last year, Dr. David Jun and Dr. Jasmine Johnson, both dentists, and they're there providing dental care. We also have two hygienists, Wendy Boone and Chris Moma. They have their patients for hygiene, and we have one behavioral health provider, Chun Rung. She goes by Drolma, and she's there to provide behavioral health services.
Okay. And, of course, we just talked about the preventative care and wellness visits, right? You can have your different screenings and all that there. Is that?
Absolutely. We provide walk-in services for acute care if an individual needs to see the provider for a medical issue. We also have those chronic conditions that are APRN will follow the patients and care for their health needs.
So maybe you can answer this. I hope this isn't a dumb question. So we hear all the time that the ER is packed, the urgent care waiting rooms are packed. Is that a situation where I could go to the Knox Community Health Center? Where you say it's a walk-in. If I have something that's issue like today, I could.
We do have the availability for walk-in patients.
Yeah.
There's a little more paperwork that is entailed for coming to see us. All people who come to our health center will get you signed up as a patient to see you in an acute situation.
Okay.
We may have individuals who come to us for physicals or school or sports physicals. They are able to come to us, make an appointment, and if they have never seen us before, and they can fill out paperwork and become a patient and get into our schedule.
Okay. Well, let's talk about back to school. You mentioned sports physicals and all that. This is the time where people are trying to, if it was like me, we always said, oh, that's right, we got to get that done. Oh, no. And we only have this many times. And trying to get an appointment with your doctor, this time. Yeah. Oh, sure. We can get you set up for November, right?
Right. Or,
I mean, that's right. No, that's being a little dramatic there, but the Knox Community Health Center is a great option, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back to school physicals, all that stuff.
Yes.
What other
yes,
things?
Definitely.
No matter what age, is that you can fill us in on that? Is that?
Yeah, definitely. You can. They're doing preschool physicals, kindergarten physicals, any of them that they need for grade school, high school, junior high. You know, you got your school and sports physicals, college physicals.
Yeah. And I don't need to already be a patient. I can just call and make an appointment and bring my kids in?
Yep.
Yeah. Again, it's you call and make an appointment, and there is paperwork that would make you a patient at our health center.
Okay.
But when you come in, once you have the appointment, we'll get you the paperwork, and you'll become a patient and have that need taken care of that
day. That's right.
They'd want to bring a photo ID, and if they have insurance, bring their current insurance card.
Okay.
And if you have insurance, it doesn't mean that you have to try to apply for our sliding fee scale.
Okay.
But it is available there for, it is an option for patients that would like to apply for it.
Yeah, wonderful. That's Stacy Simpson and Raina Reyes are from the Knox Community Health Center here in Galesburg. We are getting ready to jump into National Health Center Week, and it's about celebrating the people that make this important work possible every single day. And throughout the week, there are several special recognition days, and you do observe some of those. In fact, you observe Staff Appreciation Day, and I'm sure you've got lots of wonderful staff there to appreciate.
We absolutely do. We have very, very wonderful staff, and we get together and have a luncheon on the Staff Appreciation Day to thank them for all the wonderful work that they do with our patients throughout the year.
Yeah, right. They aren't thanked enough, are they? It's like teachers and first responders and all that. Our healthcare folks, they just don't get enough thanks for all that they do and have to put up with. I see big smiles from there.
Yeah.
We're talking about. So let's talk about your incredible team. You know, you've got a diverse staff, and you're looking to add more.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We actually are looking for a front desk PSR mm-hmm. right now, and we are looking to add counselors, behavioral health counselors.
Yeah. Do you apply? You just go online, or you just stop in? How does that work?
We do have an application process online.
Okay.
Can find it on our website.
Yeah. Well, not only do you appreciate the staff, but you also appreciate the patients. And one of the days for the National Health Center Week is Patient Appreciation Day.
Yes. We always do appreciate our patients.
Of course.
We do have a special little token of our appreciation that we'll be handing out on Patient Appreciation Day for anyone that comes in for an appointment that day.
And then, of course, the Knox Community Health Center is made possible by some partnerships with some really generous people here in this area. And one of the days celebrating next week is Partner Appreciation Day.
Yes.
Could you talk about that?
Yes. We really are thankful for the partnerships that we have within the county mm-hmm. with different businesses and agencies. We very much are appreciative of being able to work with those agencies. Not only that, but we also have stakeholders who are very important to us, people who invest their time, such as our governance board members.
Yeah.
And so we make sure that we thank them also through website, you know, posts or certificates every year.
Yeah. Well, it's just nice to be. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be thanked and share your appreciation for the folks that make things possible here in this area. And well, I mean, it's the people that help the health center fulfill its mission, right? And do what you do. So during National Community Health Center Week, you're also doing some different activities. Could you talk about some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. So our outreach department is very active in the community, and you will see them out and about. In particular, we're going to be at the Fish Food Pantry Immunization Clinic on Monday, August 3rd, from 1 to 6 p.m. At Fish.
Okay.
And then there's the National Night Out on Tuesday, August 4th. Our outreach division will be there. We will be participating in Feed My Lambs Back to School Picnic. And that will be occurring on Wednesday, August 5th. And then we are participating in the NAACP Community Cookout on Saturday, August 8th.
Okay. So lots of, and again, as you mentioned earlier, you're not only just during National Community Health Center Week, but your outreach committee, right, they're in the community all year long with different activities, right?
Yeah, the staff in the outreach division, give a shout out to them. They are very busy in promoting the activities and the services that we provide throughout the building at the health department and in the health center. And they go out to several agencies, community groups, and spread the message of our services within the building.
We've got our friends from the Knox Community Health Center, Raina Reyes and Stacy Simpson. Let's talk about the I'm sure there's people still in this area that have a hard time making the distinction between the Knox County Health Department and the Knox Community Health Center. They are in the same area, right? The same address kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, we do share a building.
But they are not the same.
They are not the same. We are the same. We are one entity.
Yeah. Okay.
The health center operates under the health department.
Yes.
We're a division of the health department.
Yeah.
But our services are healthcare in nature, and the services in the health department are slightly different. We have WIC services in the health department.
Yeah.
We also run the IBCCP, which is Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Program, that covers Knox, Warren, and Henderson counties out of the health department.
Okay.
The health department also provides immunizations for children and adults, and they also provide a STI and HIV clinic program. Do TB testing, RSV, influenza, and for pneumonia. They have a lead poisoning prevention in the health department portion of the building, and environmental health, as well as an outreach division.
Right.
But the other side of the building is the health center, and you know, we try and work harmoniously. We actually do work together to make sure that we're taking care of public health and the mental, behavioral health, physical and dental health of the community.
How big of a staff do you have at the health center?
It's over 50.
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't have thought that. Mm-hmm. There. I mean, it's not that big of a building, but I guess it really is. You have a lot of staff there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of support staff.
Yes.
Yeah, not just the providers, too, I'm sure. So our friends from the Knox Community Health Center here, National Health Center Week, is next week. And can we take us back to the health center hasn't been around for as long. Maybe people think that it's been around for decades and decades and decades, but it's actually relatively new when we look at the history of the health center. The health department started first. And then they decided that this was one of the things that they wanted to make happen. Could you take us back and maybe a little bit of history of the health center?
Yeah. So the health center's been, we're celebrating 14 years of improving our community this year.
Yeah.
14 years ago, we decided to move and create the health center.
Yeah. How do they go about to create a health center? Somebody just said, you know what, we ought to do this. I mean, and they just put together a committee and said, let's let's make this happen? And how did that all work?
They had to apply for a grant.
Oh, you
apply
did?
For a grant.
Okay. And were they looking at other communities and saying, you know, we want that. We like the way, you know, XYZ County is running their health center, but and decided to have it here. Yeah. Well, Stacey, were you were part of the process, right? You've been there a while, haven't you?
Yes, I've been there for yeah. a while now.
Yeah. So you were there when they came up with the idea and they said, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And when they applied for the grant, and then once we became, you know, an FQHC, federally qualified health center.
Oh, great. And then the job was to staff it and make it work, right?
Yes. Yeah.
When did you take over as director of operations?
I believe I've been doing that now for 7 years.
Okay.
I think seven.
Yeah. And Raina, how long have you been with the health center?
I've been with the health center for, I think this is my seventh year. I actually joined as a counselor first and then moved into the chief operations officer position about 6 years ago.
Yeah. Do you think that the reasons why they started the health center back then are being fulfilled and it's continuing to do what Knox County, what the health department was hoping it would do?
I do believe so. Looking at the health center model, it just provides health care for Americans at a lesser cost. It provides health care savings. Mm-hmm. That's why the model is so important and why we celebrate National Health Center Week every year, because it is such an important model for delivering health care.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cost savings of over $261.7 billion a year.
My gosh, and the way the economy is going.
Actually, it generates that much economic activity.
Yeah. And as the economy and people are feeling it in every way, from groceries to gas to everything in our lives, healthcare is definitely being impacted, and it makes the health centers even more important. Do you find that traffic, but do you find that it's increasing? Your people are finding you and saying, I need to save some money somewhere.
I feel like they are finding us. There's cuts in Medicaid every year. People needing to, you know, changes in the rules for qualifying for aid and Medicaid.
Right.
We're able to help individuals who are in need of a sliding fee scale so that they can afford their health care.
Right. Well, Stacey, we had talked, I don't know if this has been a couple of years ago, when they were making a lot of those changes to Medicaid, and people had to come in, and you have, what did you call it, navigators? Is that what you called it?
Yes.
Where you would help people through this, because the paperwork it's mind-boggling.
Yes.
It's just, you can't even imagine the pile of paperwork that you've got to go through to make this happen. And your folks there at the health center can help people through that, right? Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. The health center can help to point individuals either by filling out the paperwork or assisting them on getting the website and filling out the paperwork themselves.
Yeah.
So the health center is able to help individuals to check out whether or not they can qualify for Medicaid. Yeah.
Because I think there was a time that people were going to find out that they were being kicked off of Medicaid. Is that what was happening?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. A couple years ago, they were kind of needing to re-verify their information because it had been several years since they were following their recertification requirements.
And I'm sure at that time, a lot of people found you, found the health center that had never been there before and were like, oh my gosh, I need some help. And then they reached out to you. Did you see that? Did you find that?
Yes, we always have individuals who are looking to the health center to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with our friends from the Knox Community Health Center. National Health Center Week is next week. It's about celebrating the importance of our health center right here in Knox County and everything it means to our healthcare ecosystem here. Healthcare can be intimidating for a lot of people. What do you want first-time patients to know before walking through your doors?
That our goal is to remove as many barriers as possible for them and to be that one-stop shop.
Yeah. I think that we can't say that enough, can we? That it's a one-stop shop. I think people just don't realize that you really can get everything done in one place.
Yes.
Instead of going to this office for that, going to here and here, you really could go in and like schedule your whole year of healthcare stuff right there in the one visit, right?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. I think what I'd like patients to know is that, you know, we have programs that help individuals regardless of their income or insurance status. You know, we accept a wide range of insurance plans, including most private insurances, Medicare and Medicaid, including the MCOs. For the underinsured or the uninsured patient, we can offer that sliding fee scale Stacy's talked about.
Yeah.
And we also have a 340B prescription drug program that if someone qualifies for, they might be able to get their medications, their prescribed medications at a lesser cost through that program. I want anyone to know that, but I also want them to know that you don't have to be struggling financially in order to use health center services. Yeah. It is open to anyone and everyone, even the insured, even, you know, individuals that might be able to afford health care at other places. They are welcome to come and use the health center services. You know, we have a smaller staff than our maybe the bigger partners in this area, but they can get the same high quality services in our building.
Oh, that's well said. Raina Reyes is the chief operations officer for the Knox Community Health Center. Stacy Simpson is the director of operations. We're talking about National Health Center Week, which is next week. What would you say to someone who hasn't seen a healthcare provider in a while? Some people, maybe several years, because they're nervous or embarrassed to make that appointment. I think the longer we go without seeing, the more embarrassed we are that we haven't seen a provider in a long time. What would you say to somebody who is in that situation? I know there's somebody listening right now.
First off, there's no embarrassment in that, and there's no better time than today to call the health center and make that appointment.
Yeah. And is that how easy it is? You just call up and make the appointment? I don't need a referral. I don't need anything like that.
Nope. Just make the phone call.
Okay. We've talked about the physical health, but let's go back to behavioral and emotional health, equally important. That is a underserved, part of our healthcare system here in this area. And that's a really important thing that you've added to the health center here over the last few years, the behavioral health side.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about, when we say behavioral health, what do we mean?
We're talking about basically mental health.
Yeah.
You know, individuals who might be struggling either for the more severe mental health diagnoses or, you know, just situations that come up that are a little more challenging and you need some counseling through that. The addition to the Knox Community Health Center recently was the psych APRN. You know, medication management, diagnosis, and treatment planning for dealing with your mental health issues through medication. Yeah. We also have the counselors. Of course, we have the one counselor on staff now to take appointments and talk through the talk therapy, but the best course of treatment, should you need it, would be the medication and talk therapy.
That's right.
Combination.
And all ages, right? You have pediatric,
mm-hmm.
behavioral health. And then also seniors is a big part of this too, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's problems that come up through many stages of life, and our counselors are well-rounded and able to talk and do therapy or medication management with anyone age 6 and up. Yeah, and we can always do diagnosis, and you know, we work with partners. So, you know, should it be a situation where maybe it's not, we're not able to care for that specialty, we can always hook you up or do some work to refer to the appropriate place.
Yeah, right. We're talking with our friends from the Knox Community Health Center. National Health Center Week is next week. And it's just an opportunity to recognize the importance of certainly our local health center and what it means to the healthcare here in this area for all individuals, and to remind people that it is a great option, a one-stop shop. We've said that many, many times for just about anything you need when it comes to your healthcare here. And of course, we go back to behavioral health. Did you see an uptick? And I think we probably talked about this the last couple times that we've talked the last couple years. After COVID, you see a rise in anxiety and fear and a lot more behavioral health issues, right?
Yes, we did see a rise in those behavioral health issues. And, you know, the Knox Community Health Center will, we're there to provide counseling for, you know, as many people as we can. As I mentioned, we're looking for a counselor currently. So, you know, we may have a little bit of a limitation on scheduling. I think right now we have a scheduling hold for any new patients for behavioral health counseling, the talk therapy. But should they need the medication management, we definitely have our psych APRN.
Here we are 5-6 years, you know, following following COVID. What do you see as the you know, what's it look like now? What's the landscape look like since we went through all that? And folks, are they still struggling?
Yes.
The effects of that?
Yeah, I mean,
not
I think
just physical,
that
but
I think that what they may be struggling with is trying to figure out where to put their valuable resources. You know, there's our patients only have a certain, you know, like everyone only has a certain amount of income, and you have to figure out how best to take care of your needs at an affordable price. For those that may need to navigate that, the health center may be a good option.
Yeah, wonderful. And again, this is National Health Center Week, a great time to kind of take stock of are you doing the things that you need to do to take care of your individual health? And if someone listening today has never visited the Knox Community Health Center, a first step is just to call or stop in?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
What advice would you give someone who's been putting off scheduling that annual wellness visit? I know we said this earlier, but it bears repeating.
I will repeat it. Just make that call today.
And how can, and maybe there's people who just, they're listening to, you know, you talk about the mission of the health center. How can, you know, listeners support the mission of the Community Health Center during National Health Center Week, but all year long?
I think that they can best support the health center by making it an option for their healthcare. You know, utilizing the providers, the good providers that we have there, making sure that they keep their appointments when they make appointments, and being good supporters of the mission.
All right. Well, again, National Health Center Week, reminding us that healthcare is more than appointments and prescriptions, right? And it's about removing barriers. Thank you to you and your entire staff for what you do and what you mean to our area during National Community Health Center Week and all year long.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.